Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly or unknowingly, what's in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me, creating me a clean heart, and renewing me a right spirit. Take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Father, I'm asking even now in the name of Jesus that you will send your anointing that destroys the yokes and that removes the burdens. And, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will just bless everyone that's on this call on today, Lord God. I pray to Father God that you will send a word, Lord God, for you said you would send your word to heal us, Lord God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone will receive what they need from you on today, Lord, that we will not leave this call the same way we entered this call. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray and I ask it all. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give me just 1 second. I'm going to switch over to another screen. Hallelujah. The Lord is worthy to be praised. We just honor his presence on today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just speak blessings over your people, even now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I wanted to give you something that God dropped. He actually, I've been in the face of God for a minute, and he actually just gave me this right before service. Glory to God. So I'm trying to find my place. Give me 1 second, because I don't want to miss what the Spirit of God is saying. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to his name. God is worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. If you have your Bibles, go with me to 1 Kings. I'm going to 1 Kings. I think that's chapter 18. Yes, listen, it's 1 Kings chapter 18. And I think I'm going to start at verse 15. It says, and Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him. Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto my Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first. For ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even unto noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a God. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey. A peradventure he sleepeth. It must be awakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lassets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was high sick and a bullshit. And it came to pass when midday was passed, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. All the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes, because of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. Thank you, Lord. And Elijah, oh glory to God. And I'm going to go to verse 32. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain two measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill four barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice, my God, today, and on the wood, shed a bundle. And he said, ye light the second of the bonda, Jesus. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar. And he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, in the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain.
Hallelujah.
So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now. Hallelujah. Look towards the shell of my soul. Look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. He said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your word. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Now, Father, I come once again saying, search my heart. Try the reins of my mind and see if there's any wickedness in me or any hidden iniquity. And I'm asking you to create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. Take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to speak through me your word today. Lord God, I'm asking that you would begin to move by your spirit upon your word, just like you moved upon the face of the waters, Lord God. Have the deep, hallelujah. I'm asking you to move upon the face of your word today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to open the eyes of our understanding, oh God. Enlighten us, Lord God. Give us understanding, Goroboshi. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I ask it all. Hallelujah. Oh, God, speak right now. Hallelujah. Y'all got to give me a second. My spirit is up. And I feel some stuff moving. And I just want to thank the Lord because God is worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
Hey. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to go into the basic English. I'm not going to read everything in the basic English. It's just a few verses I'm going to pull out of there. And then we'll go from there. Let's look at verse 18 first. He said, then he said in answer, I have not been troubling Israel, but you and your family, because turning away from the orders of the Lord, you have gone after the Baals. So if you drop down to verse 27, he said, in the middle of the day, Elijah made sport of them, saying, give louder cries, for he is a God. He may be deep in thought, or he may have gone away for some purpose, or he may be on a journey, or by chance he is sleeping and has to be made awake. So they gave loud cries, cutting themselves with knives and swords, as was their way, till the blood came streaming out all over them. And from the middle of the day, they went on with their prayers to the time of the offering, but there was no voice or any answer or any who gave attention to them. Then Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. And all the people came near, and he put up again the altar of the Lord, which had been broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the Lord and said, Israel will be your name. And with the stones, he made an altar to the name of the Lord, and he made a deep drain all around the altar, great enough to take 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cutting up the ox, put it on the wood. Then he said, get 4 vessels full of water and put it on the burnt offering and on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. And the water went all around the altar till the drain was full. I want to stop right there before I go on the phone. Because every time I read that verse, in verse 33, and it says, and put the wood in order and cutting it up, cut up the oxen, put in the wood. He said, get four vessels full of water and put it on the burnt offering and on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. Do you realize those two verses right there is foreshadowing? And a lot of people read that and they don't even see it. Because he told them, get four vessels full of water. We got the four gospels. And it's full of water. Ooh, for in the beginning was the word, you know, and the scripture talk about the, you know, the word being water and all this in the gospel. So who was the water? The water was Jesus Christ. And so he said he had them to cut up, you know, the offering on the wood. Jesus was placed on the wood and he was lifted up. He was our sacrifice. He was doing a sacrifice, but Jesus became our ultimate sacrifice. And the four gospels were witness to what Jesus did. You know, this is not my subject or nothing like that, but this is every time I look at that, my spirit goes, you know, up and go do it. Notice he didn't tell them to do it twice. You know, two is the number of witness, but he had to do it three. Why? Because he was representing the Trinity. He was representing the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so when you look at these things, there's a lot of foreshadowing there. And then at the time of the offering, Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Lord, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, let it be seen this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things by your order. Give me an answer. Give me an answer, O Lord. Give me an answer, O Lord. Give me an answer so that this people may see that you are God and that you have made their hearts come back again. Then the fire of the Lord came down, burning up the offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and drinking up the water in the drain. And when the people saw it, they all went down on their faces and said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And Elijah said to them, take the prophets of Baal. Let not one of them get away. So they took them, and Elijah made them go down to the stream Kishon and put them to death there. Then Elijah said to Ahab, up, take food and drink, for there is a sound of much rain. So Ahab went up to have found food and drink, while Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he went down on the earth, putting his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, go now and take a look in the direction of the sea. And he went up, and after looking, said, there is nothing. And he said, go again, Elabando, seven times. And he went seven times. And the seventh time he said, I see a cloud coming up out of the sea as small as a man's hand. Then he said, go up and say to Ahab, get your carriage ready and go down, or the rain will keep you back. And after a little time, the heaven became black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab went to his carriage in Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And he made himself strong and went running before Ahab till they came to Jezreel. Now, I want to talk to you today. This is what the Lord gave me. Out of this, when he gave me this word right before service, there's a whole lot of confirmation in this chapter for me on some things that God and I been talking about. But he gave me the title Showdown. And so when he gave me the title of Showdown for this chapter, he was dealing with me about the things that the people of God are dealing with in this hour and this season, and how the enemy is coming up against the people of God. And so, you know, there's a time when God will cause his people to appear before those who are demonic. And during that time that he had them appear, it's a showdown. And that showdown is going to be the victory of the Lord. Now, if you look at this particular chapter, you see that once they had their showdown, that Elijah went on to slay the 450 prophets of Baal. Well, there's a different slaying going on. There's a different slaying going on in this hour. God is going to cause the enemy, the demonic forces, to be slayed so that the people of God can get victory. He said it's a showdown. What people don't understand is the scriptures lets us know, he says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers of darkness in heavenly places. Why is this important? Because here in the Old Testament, right here, when Elijah had his showdown, you know, he ended up killing the people. You know, but if you ever noticed, they was already showing signs of death before they could even complete their showdown. They started cutting on their own self. You know, the enemy, when he grabs a hold of people, he begins to cause them to damage their self before he eventually takes them off the face of this earth. And so, you know, because they had this showdown with God's anointed, with God's elect, then they had destruction to come upon them. What is God saying today? Why is he saying, all right, this is a showdown? Because the devil has launched various attacks against the people of God to the point that people don't even believe that God is God anymore. And so, you know, when you start out, you know, Elijah asks the question. He said about being halted between two opinions. Let me go back to that verse right quick. And in verse 21, it says, Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Now, why is this so? Okay, so let's take our present day situation for instance. Our country done lost their ever loving mind. Okay, you know, our government is crazy. And so, you know, that's nothing new, you know. And so the Lord is looking at his people and he said, okay, who are you trusting in?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you trusting in the arm of man or are you trusting in me?
And
so there is a lot of things that are being handed down. There's a lot of stuff that's taking place. And God is saying, are you going to trust me?
Yeah.
Are you going to believe that I'm able to bring the past even to them saying, let me tell you something. There was a time in the Bible where they was in a drought, and it was so, the drought was so bad and things were so bad that, you know, some people didn't ever believe they're going to come out of that. One man, when the prophet said and said about this time, tomorrow, he was like, you know, y'all gonna be buying and selling bread right here, you know. And one man was stupid enough to speak up and like, well, you pretty much say, well, no, you know. So, and so he told him, he said, you're not gonna live to be able to take part of. In other words, he was gonna die. You gotta watch what you say with your mouth. You gotta watch what you think in your heart. Because when God begin to speak the word, you got to be in agreement with the word in order for you to know. In order for you to receive. So then there's a showdown. Elijah called him out on the carpet. He said, okay, come on with it. if you so darn powerful. And so, you know, the thing is, the enemy is coming up against God's people. For the Bible said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers of darkness in heavenly places. It's not the people. It's the demonic spirits.
Yeah.
And so the same people that the enemy is using, they're also under attack by him. And so we got a situation there. And so then God has said, okay, do you believe?
Yeah, no, a lot of
you know, he like, what do you believe? Let's see what he's saying. Let's go a little farther into it. Let's dig a little farther into this. Y'all, I'm in the spirit. Y'all gotta give me a minute. Y'all know when I get you know, when I get up in the spirit, I get a little. Hallelujah. Am I in the right? Lord, I'm in the wrong thing, y'all. Give me one. I told you, I'd be somewhere else. We in chapter 18. Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just praise you right now.
Yes,
Lord. We praise you right now. What is God trying to get us back to? It's something that he's trying to get us back to when he says, okay, it's a showdown. I don't know what it is, but I know throughout the years with me reading the scriptures and looking at different things, I've always sat back and said, okay, God, what is the deal with the people where you've done great things and they forget? It's a forgetting, you know, and I don't understand, you know, I don't understand it's real, you know, easy to forget. Now, I can't say that I've forgotten. I know that I've been at some very low points in my life, and even at the low points in my life, the Holy Spirit will bring things to my remembrance. Yeah. And I never forget, maybe it's because the ministry that I set to my calling to preach in, I never forget my pastor preached a sermon one time, and his sermon was, Count This as One of Those. And it never, ever left me down through the years. And you got to understand, I was a teenager when I heard that sermon. And so down through the years, that word never left me. And God always brought that up to me and would show me, hey, just like I took care of this giant over here for you, I took care of this situation over here for you, know that I am still the same God. So what is he trying to bring us back to? First of all, he's trying to bring us back to a place of reverence. See, Elijah had to gather the people together. He had to put the enemy right in front of the people and show them, okay, this is what you're trying to hide behind, and this has no power. So then the Lord is saying, okay, I'm getting ready to show you that what you're trying to hide behind have no power. There's going to be a showdown, and you're going to have to choose this day whom you gonna serve.
Yeah.
You know, if God be God, serve him. If Baal is God, serve him. And you know, in your Baal, you gotta figure out what your Baal is. Everybody got their own type of Baal. You know, folks, you know, some people, it's their jobs. Some is their family members. Some is their finances. They friends. How they get their finances. Okay, so in Exodus chapter 3, verse 5, he said, and he said, draw not nigh hither, put up thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. God has to give people back to awareness. You know, when I was
talking to the Lord earlier today, he and I was, you know, talking back how some people have to see things a certain kind of way in order for them to be able to receive it. And I was asking the Lord to give people the ability to experience him, that they will know for sure that he is God. I had no idea that he was going to take me to 1 Kings chapter 18 and say, okay, I'm going to show the people that I'm God. So then you got to understand when the showdown happens. So let's look at the first of all, let's look at these verses. God want to talk about bringing you back to reverencing him. When Elijah got through doing what he was doing, the people realized, hey, wait a minute, this was God. They were put back in holy reverence of him. And so in Joshua chapter 5, verse 15, and the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. You got to realize that wherever you are, the Spirit of the Lord is.
Yeah.
And that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord, I got
that. So you got to realize that it's holy ground. Psalm 4:4 says, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. So you got to get to a point where you just reverence God. You got to be still. In your bed, be still. Wherever you are, be still. And realize that God is awesome. You got to come back to an awestruckness with God. Psalm 33, verse 8 says, let all the earth fear the Lord. Law the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. God is going to use his people in this hour and this season to show the world that they have no power over God's people. The demonic forces have no power over God's people. When God get ready for you to be delivered, you going to be delivered.
That's right.
I don't care what the devil saying, how he saying. Psalm 89 verse 7 says, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. Habakkuk 2 verse 20 says, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. So he used this showdown between Elijah and the prophets of Baal to bring his people back to him again. God is saying that there is a great showdown . There are things that are taking place. First of all, I got to get you back in reverence. God is first trying to get you back in reverence, and there's a reason for this. The reason for this is that there are some things that God wants to reveal to you. There are some things that God wants to show you. I was in the presence of the Lord on the day, and God revealed some things to me, and I'm not going to lie to you. There were some things I really wanted to share with the people, but God was like, you can't share this with them. And so the Lord want to begin to show, want you to experience the wonders of God. See, first, when you get back to reverence in the Lord, then there's a point where he shows you, okay, I'm going to show you who I am. I'm going to show you what I can do. I'm going to give you a couple of verses. Let me see. I need to go to, let's start in Exodus. I'm going to do Exodus chapter 4. God want to show you what he can do. See, you think you know, but you really don't know. God said, I want to show you what I can do. He said, I'm a bad guy. He said, I don't need nobody help. And so, Smokey Dolphin said that in one of his songs, I think. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 21, he said, and the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that I do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand, but I will harden his heart that he shall not let the people go. Let me tell you something, man. God anointed Moses to do some mighty stuff. I said, boy, Pharaoh, boy, I said, you know his heart had to be hardened by the Lord because, man, I'm telling you, anybody else, they got somewhere to sit down. Just off the first probably two or three things that went down with that, but with the plagues and all that. But God will cause many things to happen. And see, when you look in the Bible, a lot of times when the prophets came into existence, as you see that Moses, God had him to send the plagues to get the attention of the world and the attention of his people that, hey, I'm God and I have power. I have power to destroy. I got power to make a lie. He did it with Elijah. The Lord is raising up people in this hour and this season where he's like, okay, I'm going to endue you with the same power. People are going to begin to drop dead. He did it with the apostles. The husband and wife were lying about what they had gotten from selling their land. It was their land. They didn't have to lie about the proceeds. They was giving it to them, you know, giving the proceeds, but they lied and kept some of it back. Drop dead. Because they lied. They felt like they were just lying to the apostles, to the men, but they were lying to the Holy Ghost. And so the Lord is like, you got to understand it's a showdown. God is like, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Okay, let's go to Exodus chapter 15. Verse 11, it says, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? They'll go to wonders again. God is like, man, I'm finna get ready to do some wonders. Let me tell you something. All throughout the Bible, when people walked in faith with God, they trusted in the Lord showed great wonders in their lives. And what's wrong with the church today, the reason why they don't experience that, don't have no unstructuredness with God, because they do not trust in the Lord. The Bible says, trust in the Lord thy God with all thy heart. And he tells us to lean not to our own understanding, but to acknowledge him in all our ways, and he shall direct our path. In Joshua chapter 3, verse 5, it says, and Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. You got to get yourself sanctified. Let me do that in another translation for you. He said, and Joshua said to the people, make yourselves holy. For tomorrow the Lord will do works of wonder among you. It's not until you get right with God that you will see the wonders. God want to show you the wonders. God is so smooth. Let me tell you something. He just want to make the devil look stupid. And he just want to use you to make the enemy look stupid. But if you're not in the right place for him to do that, then you'll never experience it. And so God is like, I want to show you some stuff. See, you know, first I got to get you to come back to me. I got you to be, you need to get you back in awe of me. So I can show you some stuff. In Psalm 77, verse 14, it says, thou art the God that doeth wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. He always do it. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel chapter 4. In verse 3, he says, how great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Man, that's a cold God. He said, how great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is everlasting, is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. God said, God wants you to know, man, my wonders are mighty. I want you to understand God can do some things in your life that have called you. I'm telling you that would keep you near the cross for the rest of your life if you allow him to. Looking at Joel chapter 2. I'm going to drop down to verse 30. It said, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. So, you know, God is going to do these things. And so you got to get ready. You got to be in the place where you are able to experience the wonders of the Most High. And he wants to do it in your life. He wants to reveal it. The first one mighty act that's going to be done in people's lives is deliverance. Because you got to be sanctified for what he's going to do. In Acts chapter 6, verse 8, it says, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. I mean, God wants to pour out his spirit. And he wants to use his people in an awesome way. And it's our reason where they operating in miracles and signs and wonders. Not us following them, but they follow us. You know, this is what the scripture says, that signs and wonders, they shall follow us. Why? Because anytime you're operating in the spirit, God is saying it's showdown. And anytime there's showdown, he's gonna use some telltale signs. Oh, wait a minute, one of God's been here. God said, you're not seek your love. If you only seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, he said, then when I hear from heaven and I will heal your land. Your land is hurting. He's like, and you got the power up in order for it to turn. And that's by turning back to him. By understanding that everything I trusted in my way, trusted in the things I thought I knew, that it was not God. Trusting in the fact that God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all we can ask or think according to his power that work within us. Yes. God said, I'm trying to whet your appetite for the thing that I'm getting ready to do. He said, because before I lift my church out of this world, he said, I'm going to bring great victories. I'm going to bring great deliverances. He said, I'm going to cause your family come out of sin. Ooh, those who've been drenched in sin for years. Ooh, some are strung out on drugs. Some are strung out on sex. Some is in situations and things that they have no business being in. He said, but I am God all by myself. He said, and I don't need nobody else. He said, all you got to do is just turn to me. He said, all you got to do is seek my face. He said, and I shall do it. He like, I shall do it. He said, I should do it. He said, let me tell you something. He said, I want you to be back and awestruck with me. He said, I want to reveal to you my wonders. I want to make you a wonder. God wants to make you a wonder in the earth. But how can you be made a wonder if you don't stay in the face of the one who is going to reveal the wonders? And so God is saying, you got to understand this, the hour to slip away with him and stay in the presence of the Almighty God. And he's like, call upon me while it is day. He said, because you got to work while it's day. He said, because night coming where no man can work. His night at some point is going to come in your life. He says, you got to get your feet on the ground running today. You got to make it up into your mind today that for God I shall live. For God I shall surely die. That as for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord. He said, there should be somebody raising up and saying, we're going to serve God. We need to be somebody raising up and saying, you know what, we're going to get together and we're going to pray until God's kingdom come, until his will be done. He said, it's coming to a time right now. He said, because there's things that's moving. And you're going to need some creative miracles. You're going to need some creative payment plans. You're going to need some creative things that begin to take place for you. That if people going to be saying, oh, I don't see how to do it. I don't care nothing about these computers. That computer, they can try to lock it up and do whatever they want to do, but God got the final say. God can get in there and work some stuff and turn some things around. You're looking at something that says one thing and God say, no, I said, flip the script. He said, I said right now that I'm going to show my glory in the midst of the thing. All you got to do is trust me and be obedient to what I'm telling you to do. Seek my face. That's all he's saying is seek my face, seek my face, seek my face, seek my face, seek my face. He said, yandarabo, shani yandere yandarabo, shisiri yadakandiyorobo. Announce me in all your ways. And let me direct your path. He said, he shall direct your path. That's what scripture said. Let him direct your path. Don't get caught up in your emotions. Don't get caught up in what it looked like. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. God said, I am the bridge over troubled water. He said, matter of fact, the God that lives on the inside of you, you can open up your mouth and speak to the water and it got to be calm.
Yes.
The water got to go to peace when you are operating in God. Let me tell you something. If you've been listening to my testimonies, I told you time and time again, more than once in my life have God allowed me to speak to the elements and the elements had to give way to the God on the inside of me. He's the same God that lives on the inside of you. He ain't no respecter of person. What he'll do for one, he'll do for another.
Yeah.
You just got to trust him. You got to believe his word. You got to fill yourself with his word. You got to build yourself up in your holiness of faith. God want to make you a wonder in the land. God wants you to be a telltale sign that he sits on the altar. God wants people to know that he's real through you. And so the Lord said it's showdown time. What is the showdown between? He said the showdown is between you and your flesh and between you and the enemy. He said, because I'm going to show the enemy once again, I'm the one in control.
Yay.
I got the final say so over everything. So get ready for what God is getting ready to do in this hour. Even as the world gets darker and darker, the light of God is going to increase upon the people of God. God is going to cause his people to cling to him in such a way that they've never clinged to him before. And they're going to see great and mighty victories in the Lord as they do these things. And so I just trust in God for everything he's saying. I thank God for everything he's doing in this hour and this season. I trust God for him to move in y'all lives, for to move in your family's life. I'm believing him for salvation. I believe in him for breakthroughs. Yeah. Some of you all on this line, you got some physical things going on that you need God to move in your bodies, and I'm believing God to do that. Some of you all got some mental things going on. Some got some emotional. Some got some financial things. Whatever it is, you got to understand that God is able to do exceedingly abundant of all you can ask or think according to his power that work within you. Oh, glory to God. I'm asking you, Lord God, to endue your people with power from on high, Lord God. I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, destroy every demonic stronghold in your people's name, Lord, in your people's lives, Lord God. Lord God, for you said in your word, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Yeah. So, Father, I come in the name of Jesus, pulling down strongholds over your people's lives today, Lord God. Father, I rebuke the enemy in your people's lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we come binding the hand of the enemy, Lord God, that he will not be able to do the things that he's been doing in your people's lives. Give them a space and time, Lord God, that they may be able to hear you and move forward, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them clarity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, where they didn't have no understanding, give them understanding, Lord God. Yes, Lord. But you said in your word that all I get to get an understanding. And then you said if we lack wisdom, I asked you and you would give it up bravely. So I asked you for wisdom. God, give your people strategic plans in this hour and in this season, oh God. Oh yeah, the devil got some strategic plans, but God, you got the greater strategic plans, oh God. You are able to give us ways around stuff, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you to do it for your glory and your honor, Lord God. I'm asking you to bless your people indeed in the Lord's territory, Lord God. Father God, that let your light shine so strong on your people, Lord God, in the name, just make such a difference between your people, God, and those who are not, Lord God. Let those who are walking in obedience, because you said in your word that obedience is better than sacrifice, oh God. Let them know that the hand of the Lord thy God is upon your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, when they stand before their enemies, give them victory, Lord God. Oh God, even let their enemies be turned unto you, Lord God. Even let their enemies come to salvation because of them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you because we know who we believe in, God. We know who we trust in, hallelujah. And so we just glorify your name, hallelujah. Somebody begin to praise God right where you're located even now. For I hear the Lord saying that I'm sending a switchblade in the spirit even now in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to destroy that thing that's been trying to destroy you. I'm going to cut it asunder. I hear the spirit of God say. He said, praise me, my child. Praise me. He said, for your deliverance is nearer than what you first believed. He said, you know that I'm coming even now, Lord. And my reward is with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, will somebody believe that they don't have no strength? Give them strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak to the inner man to be strengthened by the spirit of the living God, in the name of Jesus. Father, breathe in the spirit man, oh God. Breathe in them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Well, somebody is on the line saying, I don't know if I can go on any longer, God. Let them be able to hold on, Lord God. Let them grip the
Lord. In the name of don't give up. I heard a spirit of God say, hold on. Weep and do it for a night, but joy come in the morning. He said, you got to trust in me. He said, there are going to be great lamentations in the land, but you got to know that the light will shine on you. Come on now. In the day of Pharaoh, when Moses was on the earth, God used him as a sign and a wonder. He used him. He did many things. He said, in the midst of all that, the people that was under the shadow of Moses, that followed Moses, that God was that God. He said, while all hell was breaking loose in Egypt, right where they were in Goshen was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was peace. It was calm. Hmm. It was prosperity. Yeah. It was blessings. God said, I do the same for you. He said, I'm not a respecter of person. He said, all you got to do is stay upon me. He said, stay upon my shadow. You got to stay upon the God's shadow. Stay up under his wing. Lord, hide your people in your pavilion, Lord God, until these calamities pass them by.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Lord, we praise you in the midst of all of these things, oh God. And we thank you for the great showdown, Lord God. We thank you for the great victories, oh God. We thank you that, Lord God, it will not be long, but Lord, we shall see these things come to pass even now, Lord. I say, Father, even before this weekend, Lord God, let people call with testimonies. Let them text with testimonies, oh God.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Them send in their testimonies, oh God, about what you've done in their life, even on this week, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for breakthrough, Lord God. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophet Jones, did God give you anything?
Okay.
I know that if you have a prayer request, you can text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626. Again, you know, if you need prayer requests, text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626, and I will be praying. I know that I'm gonna pray for the tithes and offering in just a minute. So I'm getting ready to pray. But before I start praying for the tithes and offering, I'm going to give Prophetess Junior time to give the announcements. And when she get through announcements, I'll come back and pray for the tithes and offering.
Okay. I know Pastor had asked me something, but God just said something to me. He said, it shall be so. Also, if you are sending in your tithes and your offerings, you know you go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Then conquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button. If you're a visitor on the line today and you'd like to give an offering, or if you don't have a church home and you want to pay your tithes and your offerings into our ministry, that's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Also, if you have purposed in your heart, as I have, to be doing your pastor seed every week, you all know the avenue to be able to do that. If you're a visitor on the line and you'd like to give a love offering, you can text pastor at 214. And a love offering is, you know, like an offering for a pastor. That's 214-507-3626. 214-507-3626. And she'll forward the information to you to be able to do that. Thank you all.
Okay, I'm getting ready to pray for the tithes and offerings. For those that have already sent your tithes and offerings, those that are doing it right now, we're getting ready to pray. Father, I just come before you once again in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly or unknowingly, was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you to forgive me. Well, I just keep hearing the Spirit of God say, this shall be done. I'm asking, Father God, that you would just create in me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit. Take me out of flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Father, as I lift up your people's tithes and offerings unto you, Father, it's the first fruit of the increase, Lord. And you said in your word that, Lord God, that if we brought our tithes and our offering into the storehouse, that there would be meat in your house. You told us to prove you.
Oh,
now, here we said the Lord of hosts, if you would not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, we would not have room to receive. Now, Father, that's the only place in the world where you told us to prove you. So, Father, we come proving you right now at your word that as they release their tithes and their offering, Lord God, that, Father, you would open up the winds of hell. I don't care what their companies are doing. I don't care what's going on around, Lord God. We're proving you, Lord God, to open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing that they would not have room to receive. Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you for new businesses that are going to sprout out up in the midst of all this, Lord God.
Yes.
And so we speak to the businesses, oh God, to come forth and flourish, oh God. We speak to the businesses that are in existence, who are tithe payers, oh God, that, Lord God, that their businesses will begin to flourish when it seems like decrease is happening everywhere else, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for favor being upon those that's on jobs, oh God, that even where their companies might have already given raises, that they don't understand why they're giving them special bonuses or giving them special increases, but the favor of God. Yes. Let the favor of God be so heavy and so thick on them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, those who got some court situations coming up, God, Lord, give them favor with judges and juries, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for those that's been going through things in their bodies, oh God. Let them get a good report from the doctor, Lord God, where they said they thought something was looking one way, that is turned around, because you are God all by yourself. Now, Lord, we just thank you right now, Lord God. I miss you, Lord. I keep hearing the Lord said there's lonely people on the line, God. Father, I pray that, Father God, that you said, Jesus, that you would never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. Allow them to experience your presence and experience your love in their home, oh God. Wherever they at any time, Lord God. And then, Lord God, I pray that, Father, you will bring them that you created for them before the foundation. God. Another world, Lord God. Jesus. We just thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you right now, Lord God. We call it forth out of austerity into the right now, Lord God. Father, we have a right now faith for a right now victory in your people's life, Lord. And so, Lord, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We just thank you right now. Hallelujah. And it's a person that's on this call right now. God said, You're not a member of this church, but you tuned in on today. He said, there's something he placed in your spirit. He like, do what I placed in your spirit and you shall see me move quickly upon it, said the Spirit of God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for expanding your people's vision, Lord God, in the spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now for giving your people hope, Lord God, where there was no hope, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we just thank you. I'm asking, Lord God, that you would just cover your people in a thick covering of the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Protect your people from danger seen and unseen, Lord God. Father God, even in the midst of all this stuff that's supposed to go on with the weather, God, you got the final say so over everything. Cover everybody's homes that's on this line, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover their families, oh God. Cover their vehicles, oh God. Cover everything, oh God. And as somebody, I'm hearing something about some repossession. I rebuke repossession in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray right now that, Lord God, that you will secure them some money or cause the company to be put online for something. God, it's something that I'm asking you to do for your people that you've never done before, Lord God. I'm asking you right now, Lord God, to do a new thing and cause it to spring forth in their lives, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. God, somebody just want to hear a word from you, Lord God. They need to hear clarity about some things that they feel like you're saying to them, Lord God. So, Lord, you said out of mouth for two or three witnesses, let every word be established, Lord God. And, Lord, so we just thank you right now. You said it was safety in a multitude of counsel, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we're going to come before you multiple times to get counsel from you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And as we come before you, Lord God, we ask that you would give us the correct answer, oh God, Lord God, that we are seeking your face, oh God. But then, Lord, you already told us, oh God, that if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more than our Heavenly Father would give unto us. So, Lord God, we thank you because you will not give us a stone if we ask for bread, Lord. Yes! So, Lord, we just praise you right now, Lord God, for doing it even now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I praise you right now, Lord God. Destroy the spirit of addiction in people's lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cause your people to come out of darkness, oh God, into your marvelous light. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Cause people to get off of medications for mental things, oh God. We curse it at the root, God. They are healed, oh God, in their mind. They're healed in their thoughts, oh God. Give them the mind of Christ, you Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just praise you right now. Hallelujah. You said in your word that if we keep our mind stayed on you, that you will keep our mind in perfect peace, oh God. Help them to keep their mind stayed on you, Lord God. Begin to transform on the atmosphere of their mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord God. We come pulling out high and lofty things, oh God. And Lord, we pray right now, Lord God, for you said the meek shall inherit the earth, oh God. Cause the spirit of meekness to be upon your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify your name. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus. For the people are coming out right now, God. They're coming out of darkness right now. They're coming out of debt right now. Lord, we thinking that we will not owe no man nothing but to love them, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Hey, glory.
God, and for those who are written, Lord God, that want to get their own properties, oh God, I thank you right now for turning around for them, oh God.
Yes,
I thank you for fixing it even now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
bring them into their own stuff, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, glory. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, thank you. It shall be done. It shall be done. Father, we just thank you. I thank God for you all on today. Like I said, if you need prayer, you know, just text in your prayer request 214-507-3626. And God, you know, I love you. God love you. May the peace of God rest upon you. And may you be blessed in Jesus' name. I'm ending the call.